الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyeh. The first point is that the formation of the IRGC at the beginning of the revolution was a unique phenomenon compared to the other great revolutions that have taken place throughout history. In major revolutions such as the French Revolution or the Soviet Bolshevik Revolution, there were groups that emerged in the beginning of those revolutions as supporters of that revolution, and they took certain actions. Yet the IRGC is clearly not comparable to those groups and to those people. Those groups and people were destructive, acted on their own, were undisciplined, and did not adhere to principles. That's not how the IRGC was, and from the time it was formed, and this is important, the IRGC was established under the supervision of the Corps of Revolution.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Its command and its organization were centralized, and it had a management and command and council. There was a centralized command from the very beginning. It was in the center. Although it was present everywhere in the country, this center was truly in command. From the beginning of the IRGC's formation, its members and its elements were held religious and revolutionary values, including self-sacrifice and continuous, unceasing jihadi presence, such as obedience and compliance to the commands of our magnanimous Imam Khomeini. We did not see anything other than that. We were present and watching the issues relating to the IRGC from the beginning. It was a unique phenomenon. Its people were pure and pious. I do not wish to exaggerate. After all, there are flaws and weaknesses in everyone. There were flaws and there were weaknesses. But according to the evidence, perhaps no military organization in the history of our country until that day has been formed by such a wholesome group of people who were morally and spiritually so upright. Throughout the country's history, as far as I know, we know of no military group that has possessed a spiritual, moral, and political uprightness to this extent. This is one point. The formation of IRGC was a phenomenon of this kind.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.